Chapter 1. 1 year later. Present day. Granting wishes is a bitch. Nalia did her best not to glare at the client as he outlined his absurd request. What is with these humans? They find out they've got a genie to do their bidding, and they suddenly think it's Aladdin, like I could snap my fingers and shazam, instant gratification. It didn't work that way. Granting was a science, an art of exactitude. Earth was a glass sphere balancing on the point of a needle, and one errant wish could shatter it against the cold hardness of the universe. And though Nalia was one of the most gifted among her race, some things were impossible. Case in point, here was this corrupt stockbroker telling her he wanted to be the president of the United States. "Look," Nalia said, "I don't have that kind of power. I'd have to brainwash the entire world, which is beyond difficult. My recommendation is to wish for stock, loads of it. Then you'll be rich, and money is power."
"I am rich," the client said.
He leaned close, his eyes peeling off her clothing. He reached out a hand and trailed it down the length of her arm. Nalia stiffened. "Disgusting wishmaker. They're all the same." Every atom in her body screamed to attack. Instead, she held her breath, as if the client were a bad smell that would soon go away. "He's not worth it," she thought. This touch, this too close cloying scent of man, was nothing compared to Malik's wrath. She'd endure it, if only to avoid the bottle.
"I want something money can't buy," he murmured.
He wasn't the first who thought Nalia did more than grant wishes. The client drew closer, his body nearly pressed up against hers. This was what came of meeting in hotel rooms, but they were some of the only places Nalia could guarantee there wouldn't be any witnesses. She could imagine what the human newspapers would say if someone caught her granting on Hollywood Boulevard. Privacy had its benefits. It would only take the tiniest movement of her fingers to have a noose around his neck, if it came to that. Nalia took a step back. "I don't know what Malik told you, but this is the deal. One wish. Exclusions include, but are not limited to, love wishes, death wishes, yours or someone else's, world wars, changing the past, wishing for another genie, and asking for more wishes." It had been clever of Malik to think of the granting loophole, a sneaky human way of garnering well above three wishes. There was nothing in the rule books that said a genie couldn't grant wishes on behalf of her master, as though he were the genie, and Nalia was simply the conduit through which the magic flowed. Malik's first wish, that she grant wishes to his clients, associates, friends, mistresses, as many as he wanted, to as many people as he chose. She had no choice but to obey his request. The client tilted his head to the side, studying Nalia as if she were a piece of avant-garde art that he didn't quite understand. She guessed he'd been expecting a temptress in harem pants and a face veil that floated out of a lamp and said things like, "Your wish is my command." Most of the wishmakers did.
"You have quite a lot of limitations," he finally said.
He looked expensive, like he summered in Monte Carlo. Young, rich, and bored, these sons of new money were Malik's favorite type of prey. He never told them the fine print ahead of time. No, he left those conversations to Nalia. "I'm sure you'll think of something," she said. Nalia leaned against the wall, arms crossed. She didn't know much about him. Malik rarely discussed the details of these cloak-and-dagger transactions, but the client had been in a position to give her master something valuable, something a power-hungry man like Malik needed. Sometimes it was money, information, people. For Malik, everything, everyone, had a price, including Nalia. She longed for the day when Malik would ask her to grant a wish for a homeless woman, a sick child. But the only people who earned his wishes were criminals, traitors, terrorists, liars, thieves.
They all had blood on their hands, and this one, she could tell, was no exception. The client crossed the plush carpet and poured himself a drink from the well-stocked bar. Beside it, a wall of windows framed the dusky Hollywood Hills, where mansions full of secrets hid behind bougainvillea and security cameras. Sunset Boulevard lay below the suite, a serpentine river of red and white headlights that flowed into the dark heart of Hollywood. The whole city was a prison, built on shattered dreams and lost souls.